was a ridiculous time of day to be in the sun, let alone drawing water. But when else could the Samaritan woman go? As she approached the well, she saw a man who was clearly a Jewish rabbi. He sat there on his own and didn't move away when she came closer. She couldn't believe her ears when he spoke to her. "Will you give me a drink?" he said. His sort looked down their noses at her people, and her people looked down on her. "Lowest of the low," they said. But she'd only done what she needed to do to get by, well, mostly. Though sometimes she had thrown caution to the winds, because a life at the bottom of the heap was actually just so dull, so relentless, if you didn't kick over the traces sometimes. But then he paid the price, and they made sure. And then he said something which confused her utterly. "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." She was straightway on the defensive. "Hang on," she said. "This man's not only confusing me, he's putting me in the wrong too, as they all do, whatever their race or religion." She was polite, but she thought, "I can get water out of him, you can't. What are you on about? Go on, tell me what makes you so great. Don't think you can make me feel an idiot too, like the rest of them." Then he says something about never having to draw water again. "I'll have some of that," she thinks. Then he's more outrageous still. "Call your husband and come back." Below the belt, her chin comes up. "I don't have one." Then he keeps going. He tells her more about herself than she hopes most people know. She knows a genuine prophet when she sees one, but here? This place is where her people worshipped. So what's he doing here? Then he says you don't have to be in a particular place to worship, but you do have to know God. How does he put it? In spirit and in truth. She becomes thoughtful. Remembers about the Messiah, the one who has been promised, the one who will make everything plain, as clear as the water in the well. "That's me," he says. She looks down into the well. Maybe he's beside her and his face looks up at her too, reflected in the depths of the well. Maybe their eyes meet. He might as well be looking into her soul. It is him, she thinks. It is him. It's him. People must know. Who's going to tell them if I don't? But she doesn't tell them. She asks them what they think. Could this be the Messiah? And they look. And they see. And they know. Just as she had known. When she had looked into the depths of her own soul. At her reflection and at hers. And her people too, they are able to look into their own depths. They're not proud of themselves, but as they look into the deep and dark places, they too see Jesus beside them. And they see that his gift could indeed be living water. That love and compassion are possible. That you are never alone in deep, dark places. Because God is there too, loving you, offering you life, whether you can believe it or not. The woman's shoulders go down. She takes a deep breath. She can hold her head up again. The past doesn't matter. It's what happens from now on that's important, vital, life-giving even. "Could this be the Messiah?" she says again to other people. Like her, they too are curious. They too go to find out. They say to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard it for ourselves, and we know this man really is the Savior. And we might think of her, having persevered, having suffered, having persevered, and having developed character, lippiness even. And through all of that, hope. And we too might take this opportunity to look deep into ourselves, deep into God. We might allow ourselves to connect in love and in trust. And in that, we too may come to know the Saviour of the world anew for ourselves and for our community. We may find healing, we may be restored, coming back to ourselves, to our people, God's people, renewed. And as we worship in spirit and in truth, we too ask the Saviour of the world for living water to bring us to new life. We ask not just for ourselves, but for others too. Otherwise, how can anyone be prompted to go, to hear for themselves, and respond? We no longer believe just because of what you said, because now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Saviour of the world. Amen.